back here at Historic Farm Days. And one of our partners for the last couple of years here at Historic Farm Days has been NextLink Internet. And I had a chance to meet Jason just a couple of years ago. We've developed a good friendship working together. And Jason, I want to thank you and your crew for providing the internet and doing an awesome job.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. We really appreciate your support and our partnership. This is phenomenal.
So I understand, Jason Talley, you've been doing this a while.
I have, 25 years roughly.
Well, you've seen a lot of changes over the 25 years.
I have. When I started doing this, we were providing a half a meg, and now we're doing gigabit services.
Massive increase in speed.
It was unheard of 2 years ago.
You think back to the dial-up days, and that's all people could get. Now they get fixed wireless. They just can't believe it.
Oh, for sure. The rural areas, they didn't think they'd ever get high-speed internet, reliable, fast, reasonably priced internet.
The FCC was the one that said a few years ago when they came out with this called the Broadband Initiative, the goal is to get internet across the entire country throughout the rural area. And I know that's one of the phases that NextLink's been working on for a few years.
We started probably 6 years ago on the Connect America Fund, and now we're on the RDOF funding, and we started trying to provide 100 megs in most areas, and now we're trying to provide a gig. We have 180 towers in Illinois that's providing gigabit internet service to rural areas.
And most families, 100 or 200, will satisfy most of their needs.
Oh, absolutely. 100 megs, you can run 4 TVs, streaming, and still be able to do your online shopping and bill pays and check an email and everything.
And if you have a small business where you've got multiple computers doing business day and night, let's say, that's where having that 1 gig speed is very beneficial.
Oh, absolutely. It's more for the high-speed downloads, you know, the big files, large files, your uploads. Like, you know, Dave, with the videos and the video streaming, it does require quite a bit higher upload speeds. And we do provide same direction speed, both up and down, for businesses.
Your company's based in Texas, but you've expanded all over the Midwest.
Yes, 11 different states now. We started in Texas 11 years ago.
And I know Iowa's been a big state because you've pretty much got it saturated.
We're very saturated in Iowa now. 160 towers this year alone that we put up in Iowa.
Fixed wireless, that's what it's called. Explain that process.
So fixed wireless is for the home, is an antenna much like your satellite, but nothing goes in outer space. They go back to towers that we built that have fiber connections or large licensed backhaul links. All of our towers have licensed backhaul links. Multiple connections back to the fiber provider, which we have our own fiber going back to Chicago where our data center is. Like I said, every tower has multiple paths to multiple different strands of fiber, so extremely reliable. Redundant. Every site has at least 8 hours of battery runtime built into it. That's our standard. So even if power's out, your internet's still up.
For that homeowner, if they're worried about the size of dish or size of antenna and how large it may be on their roof, it's not that big.
No, it's really not. Depends on how close you are to the tower. Depends on the size of the dish. We have 460 towers live in Illinois. There's a good chance that we're close to you, so that, you know, the size of a book in most cases, or, you know, 2 foot dishes are 5 mile shots.
So if they're coming out to the show, they can stop by your booth, which is right next to our broadcast facility. And if they're not sure whether internet is available, NextLink in that area, you can bring it up on the computer, look at their address, and be able to tell.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll know right away if we can get you service. And if we can't get you service, if you can sign the paper, then we'll look at that area as a need to cover. The goal is to get high-speed, fast, reliable, inexpensive internet to everyone.
So when you look at East Central Illinois, there's still a lot of areas that have no service or are underserved.
There's still quite a few pockets, and we're looking at those daily, weekly. As you know, we've had people on the show already give us sites that is a potential coverage for us, and I'll start looking at that next week and start planning builds for those areas.
So remember, folks, when you stop by the NextLink display booth, you're not under any obligation. It's just a way to find out. You need to know that ahead of time before you send an installer out.
Yes, absolutely. We don't want to waste any of your time or, you know, our time for sites that we know that we can't get covered. But the critical part is knowing that we can't cover that area and you're needing service. By knowing that, we know where we need to build.
I know in this general area, Eastern Illini Electric Cooperative is in 10 counties, and I know they're one of your partners.
Oh, yes. They've been a great partner. We're on most of their towers. They've been a huge support for us, and we really appreciate them.
Well, I want to thank you on behalf of the INI Antique Tractor and Gas Engine Club, you and your crew, for installing the internet here. It's been super reliable. We've had the permanent install at a couple of our buildings here for over a year, and it's worked very, very well.
Thank you, Dave. I really appreciate that good word of mouth. That's exactly what we need. We need customers. Great word of mouth. Y'all get our name out and our brand recognition.
You do have a wonderful website. They can go to nextlinkinternet.com.
Yep, correct. And if you're not able to visit us at the booth, you can check in on the website and see if you're in a coverage area and sign up for service even on our website.
Again, I appreciate everything you're doing for us here at the show and appreciate your friendship too, Jason.
Thank you, Dave. I really appreciate you.
Jason Talley joining us from NextLink Internet. They're one of our partners here at Historic Farm Days. Make plans to stop by their booth. They've got a lot of material here. You've got some special giveaways you're doing as well. And if you want to check your address, they can bring it right up on the computer there and find out if it's available now or will be in the future. Have a great day, sir.
Thank you. Just let everyone know we're running a 100 megabit package for $45 a month.
$45 a month. That is awesome. So that's typically going to be about 100 down and around 20 up, probably.
That's exactly right. 100 down, 20 up.
Very good. Keep it here. We'll have more reports throughout the day on the official voice for Historic Farm Days, WITY.